Hello everyone and welcome to our podcast. Today we'll be discussing a major political question. Should Australia become a republic right now? Australia is a constitutional monarchy, meaning the British monarch is still our head of state. But for years, there has been debate about whether the country should cut ties with the monarchy and establish a republic. In this episode, we'll explore both sides of the debate. First, we'll look at the arguments in favor of a republic. Then we'll discuss why some people support keeping the monarchy after that we support different republican models Australia could adopt. And finally, we'll talk about the obstacles to making this change happen.
I can start. So I'm a republic, so I can give my first argument to this. To me, the popular sovereignty is very important. Because we can see a lot of sentences say by the people in Australia, like power belongs to the people. So we can see the republic is very important for them. We can say people want to choose their leaders and participate in a political life. So we can't stay with just a monarchy and the king who has been chosen by his blood.
Yeah.
And it's at all for my first argument.
Someone else? No.
We know that opinions on the question of the republic are divided. Change of regime could divide the population and provoke controversial debates, especially between generations and different generations and different regions of the country.
So I am a pro-monarch. Now, moving on to my perspective, I have believed that monarchy has some significant advantages. First, foremost, monarchy offers stability and continuity. Monarch typically serve for life, providing a sense of permanence and continuity that is often absent in republics, where leadership can change every few years. This stability is particularly valuable in times of political unrest, when a monarch can act as a unifying figure for the nation, regardless of political turmoil. Furthermore, the monarchy serves as a symbol of national identity. Monarchs often represent the history, culture, and traditions of a co-monarchy, can foster a strong sense of among citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Furthermore, the monarchy serves as a symbol of national identity. Monarch often represent the history, culture, and tradition of a country, which can foster a strong sense of unity among citizens. Yes, in countries like the United Kingdom, the monarchy is deeply embedded in national culture and traditions, providing a source of pride for many people. Another important point is the neutrality of the monarchy. Unlike elected leaders who are often caught up in the partisan politics of the day, a monarchy typically remains neutral and above the fray, ensuring that they represent the entire nation. This neutrality can help prevent division and promote unity. Finally, I would argue monarchy and democracy exclusive.
Okay, I agree with you. Plus, the constitutional monarchy has worked well for decades, and some people believe that changing to a republic could bring unnecessary political uncertainty. So, someone else?
Yeah, I have something to say. I heard, like you said before, unification of the republic, of the country, but we can see the fact of have king is the equality of before the law. Like I said before, we can see a privilege of birth, like with blood. So you can see that. And also with the king, we can see the separation of power is not very equal. Like we can see the power of executive, legislative, and judicial are just in one person. So maybe this it can bring a lot of unequal decision or something like this.
So we will talk about the republican models. So if Australia, sorry, becomes a republic, the big question is what kind of republic? So there are several models the country could adopt. The first option is a presidential republic like the United States of America. In this system, the president is elected directly by the people and has strong executive powers. However, it might be too radical and change for Australia since it would replace the parliamentary system requirely. A second model is a parliamentary republic like Ireland or Germany, you know. In this case, the president would have a mostly ceremonial role, while the prime minister will continue to lead the government. The system will keep things similar to how they are now, but without a monarch. And the third option is a semi-presidential republic like in France. Here, the president shares power with a prime minister. This could be a compromise between the two other systems, giving head of state some power but keeping a parliamentary structure. Ultimately, choosing the right model will be crucial to ensuring a smooth transition to a republic. If you have nothing for the models, keep going.
Okay, so I can say just a little things. I think, like you said before, being a republic is good, like a traditional monarchy. Republic allows for reform and adaptation to social and economic development. Also, we can see alternation of power, like I said before. A president or government can be replaced by the will of the people, avoiding the blockage of fixed power. And we can see with a republic a strong democratic legitimacy, like elected elected rulers, unlike a king, we may be incompetent. So elected rulers have a strong democratic legitimacy.
To become a republic, Australia must amend its constitution, which requires a national referendum. However, experience shows that Australians are generally cautious about constitutional changes. In 1999, a referendum was held on the issue, but it failed with 55% no, partly because voters were not convinced of the proposed model.
Yes, and public opinion is still divided today. Many people feel that Australia already functions well as a monarchy, so they don't see a strong need for change right now.
Many Aboriginal leaders believe that the priority should not be to become a republic, but first to recognize the rights of First Nations through a treaty. An Australian republic without official recognition of Aboriginal peoples could be seen as a symbolic change with no real progress for these communities.
Someone wants to conclude?
Republic should be the democracy at this point, but it's like 60 years, I think, or more, I don't know. The colonization are down, so we can't just stay with a monarch and a king. Maybe a lot of bipolarization of the people, but the majority thinks republic should be the democracy now.
Okay, so you agreed with the democracy and republic. Yeah. To you, is the monarchy a better option? Tell us your opinion, sorry. You think democracy, you are for democracy or you are agreed? You agreed for a republic. Are you for a monarchy or a democracy in few words to conclude? Monarchy?
Yes.
Okay, and you?
I think democracy can be difficult to put in place, but I think that it's a good thing.
So we've finished right now. So thank you for listening to us and see you soon. Thank you.